This is Jason. I'm having problems with the headset. I don't understand why exactly. This is, what is today? The 7th? October 7th? 2023. A lot of things to talk about. We'll go ahead and call this a Cohen Monk Mormon podcast episode, although it may or may not turn into one. You always start out as if it does, and then you devolve later. Pardon me. Still getting over a sickness that I got about this time last week. And, oof. I tell ya, I didn't feel awfully sick, but I was definitely having problems. And since I had the paid time off, I took it to kind of make sure I wasn't exposing other people if I had something. Lisa thinks it's just the flu. And I tend to agree. Anyway, now that it's a week later, I feel much better and back in action again. Although this has been such an eventful week to begin with. For me, at least, I'll have to tell you that you know it might have been up to 2 or 3. It feels like it was at least 2 months ago. I was approached by a recruiter to do something that kind of sounded a little projecty. I don't know how projecty it's really going to be, but to do what I do computer wise. It's not really, it's at Pantex just outside of Amarillo, which is much closer to home than, Albuquerque is, about an hour closer to home. It's not difficult to know that. I would do calculations about my time and how much time I spent on the road. I was making up for it by doing a lot of these recordings. So it really, I kind of had solved one of my basic issues, except that I've done a couple of winters at the crash site in a boat. And I'm not really all that close to retirement as I'd like to be. I'll start getting a pension in a few years, less than 2 years actually, but Lisa's really kind of talked me out of stopping working then, and so I needed to be prepared to have to work probably up until the time I can qualify for Social Security, which is at 62 at the youngest, and that's. Not quite 6 years off. So I've been contacted by this recruiter about this opportunity over here. And I said, well, it's you know, my first thought was just to blow her off and say, you know, I've got a job. It pays pretty good. I'm not sure I'm interested. But then she said, well, how much money do you make? And I told her, and she goes, oh, I can beat that. And you're going, okay, closer to home, and more money. And I tell you, this was a really interesting job offer. Not in that it was unique in any sort of way. It certainly gets me extremely close to how much money I was making as a chief information officer, but without any of that stuff. You know, I'm not really managing other people. I am not even a senior system administrator. I'm just a system administrator, and always amazed by how much people are willing to pay. Anyway, so doesn't appear to be that much of a of an increase in responsibility, but a decent bump in pay. I'll be making $7,000 a year more than what I make now, which was already quite good. It's I'm already working anyway and putting in all those hours. One of the big concerns was I said, you know, I spend a lot of time and money on the road. And if I could reduce the amount of time and money I have to spend on the road, all the better. And on top of that, I'd make more money. So it's like, wow, it would be kind of silly not to entertain it. So I did. And one of the interesting things about this particular one is I finally, boy, let me tell you, getting the interview set up was really quite, it really didn't work out very well. And I was about ready just to say, you know what, this doesn't seem like it's really coming together. So maybe we should all just walk away from this and just be happy. And nobody really wanted to do that. So it's like, oh, okay. Once I interviewed for the job, I had no question that I would get it, and I did, which is different. Usually I don't have any idea, and I'm often quite surprised that I'm going to get a job. And I, and it was offered. I asked for more than the original. And they came back and they offered me just a little bit more. And kind of a bonus, which is, the bonus has strings, of course. You have to pay it back if you leave within the first year. And my last two jobs being any indication, they probably think they won't have to give me the bonus, which is $4,000. And I said, well, you know, I said, I don't know either. I'm not here to say, oh, yes, I am. You know, this is, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to come. I wasn't really looking for a job when I got this one. And we'll just see how it goes. So that happened this week, and because the timing with our upcoming vacation, I said, well, let's just simplify things. This is, I'll just, my last day will be right before we go on vacation. And when I come back from my vacation, a couple of weeks later, I'll start my new job. And that's kind of how it's playing out, which is really interesting. So I'm bringing back all of the equipment that I had been given for the off chance that I worked from home. And I did a few times. I took a training that I did from home, and I worked from home, you know, a little bit, hardly any at all. So those guys are getting back basically unused equipment. Anyway, I don't think I have a whole lot to say about that, except that I'm finishing up my last week at work. It's really a question as to what they're going to really want to have me try to do in the last week, except really try to document the heck out of everything that I've done, which I've already done. I don't know how much more they really want me to do. I'll probably trade places with my compadre, because he'll have all the equipment right there that he needs. And it won't be anything about trying to get me to get me good at anything, because it's like, what's the point? You're just gonna be leaving soon enough. There was one project I really wanted to finish out, but I don't know if the timing of approvals or acknowledgments is really gonna allow it. I'm not really sure they're very excited about me making the change, and then them almost having to immediately turn over to somebody else that really doesn't know what's happening. I think they'll probably say, "Let's give all this over to your compadre, and we'll let him steer it, make it happen." And when he feels comfortable enough to roll it out, then we'll roll it out. We'll see how it goes. Regardless, what else is really going on? So anyway, yeah, it's just been a bizarre week. I didn't work for most of it. And most of the work that if I did do any work last week, it was from home, which wasn't much. I sometimes get this funny feeling that something really momentous is going to come of this trip we're taking over to Scotland and Ireland. We will meet somebody. Some opportunity will present itself. The biggest thing is always, you know, Lisa's got to go along with it. You know, no, you know what really happened that was momentous? And it really just happened, I think, like, yesterday was that our oldest daughter, Shayna, who's transitioned to being a boy and styled herself Seamus Dereau, she invited the family to come and visit her for Thanksgiving. Now, I don't know what prompted this. She really doesn't communicate a lot with us. And the few times that one does try to communicate with her, it kind of goes badly. Although the last few times I have sent stuff to her and she just didn't respond, which was better typically than what she would do as a response for just being a wreck. Anyway, and when it first came up, it was like, oh, this is interesting. I wonder, Now, whenever I'm involved, something snide is said. And I don't like it. I hope it's not Shayna trying to be funny. Because you go, Shayna, that only works if you're talking to me. You're talking to me in a nice way. And then you say something it's not self-deprecating, it's dad-deprecating. And I know that you're just kind of, it's a good-natured ribbing. She'd probably say, oh, of course, Dad, it's always how I do it. And you go, Shayna, then you really suck at it. Or at least you suck at being able to translate into a way that I can get. All I get is, you're a snide little snot, and I don't want to have anything to do with you. And I, you know, and it's like, well, so, she invited everybody. She made a special note of making sure Mom and Matt came. And I said, you know, says this might be a good thing, Lee. Not that Matt's the most exciting traveling partner in the world. You go, but, you know, it's his kind of place. It's a farm for people with developmental disabilities. And they live on the farm and they help take care of the farm and stuff like that. And really nice thing. Shayna had brought it up before, but anyway, but we just hadn't considered it then. So, at least it mattered. We got plane tickets and they're going off to Minneapolis to go and visit Shayna. She doesn't live in Minneapolis, of course. She lives on a farm a ways off. But it's all started coming together. I hope it doesn't freak Shayna out. And as I'm sitting here and as I'm talking about it, I'm sitting here saying, you know, maybe Shayna's just she can't be the best at social situations. She's my daughter, you know. She's my kid. And my tendency to overthink things, I'm sure she would have something similar. She always had huge anxiety problems and easily depressed. There's plenty of people like that. And she just takes it to a kind of an unhealthy level, which I'm excellent at, taking things to kind of an unhealthy level. Regardless. Me personally, with all the water under the bridge with Shayna and how sometimes she's been just horrendous toward me and never has really quite stopped being horrendous. It really has indicated that she really doesn't want me around. I wasn't going to interject myself in there. Plus, I had work. I've got work. I can't just take time and go over there and go do that. So we're gonna get that all arranged, and it's already been arranged. And so Lisa and Matt are gonna go and make that trip over there, and I hope it's all gonna be well, and that it goes well. So anyway, I hope it does. Because I'd rather not have this weird hatred. It's like, Shayna, nobody has the hatred issues but you. It says, now, you're being intensely obnoxious, and I don't want to be around you, but nobody stopped loving you. I don't know where she cooked up what she chose to do. Just because it didn't make any sense at the time. You go, well, I'm going to become a boy. And you go, well, Shayna, I can't go down that road with you. Whoa, I am so sorry. I didn't even look at you. I didn't even see you. Whoa. Well, guy almost hit somebody. I'm glad they were looking. I don't like this car. It's got, at least for me, it's got a big blind spot. I'll be happy today I don't have to drive anymore. Because I don't think I'm the world's best driver. That, and I'm really kind of upset. They're on the left lane and they're not passing. That's the biggest problem was. This is a person that was just kind of laying around the left lane, not passing anybody, and hanging out in somebody's blind spot. But that's okay, that's neither here nor there. Was I at fault? Yeah, I was on the change lanes. And there they are. They're just sitting there right in my blind spot. Get around to passing people. Thank you. You can flip me off all you want to. Makes you feel better, California. But I got to give California a break because on a freeway, nobody thinks about blind spots and stuff like that. You drive and that's it, And it doesn't matter what lane you are because here it does make a matter. It does make a difference what lane you're in. You're supposed to stay on in the right lane. And this person has no intention of getting over in the right lane. They'll drive in the left lane all the way to California. And you're going, you're not obeying our laws at all. The left lane's supposed to be kept clear for people to pass. But you weren't really passing. I'm sorry, guy. That's tricky. And I guess I have to be more understanding of people in California, which are used to driving at 90 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, and stuff like that. So, okay. I'll be very glad to get on my little two-lane road, going nowhere, and, that'll be a lot more pleasant for this California thing that's still in the left lane. Is it gonna get hit? Is it gonna get hit? Yeah. So everybody who needs to pass somebody is gonna just look, go, and go pass it. Because that lane is supposed to be clear. Nobody's just driving in it. So, but it still doesn't absolve me of the fact that I should have been looking better. Regardless, okay. Woo, God, gotta get off of that. Another thing about, I don't really know where. I just stuck Monk in there because I felt like there was two things that were needed. Cohen Mormon didn't do it, of course, now the whole monk part of it is sort of going away because I'm not going to be sitting out in the boat in the middle of the desert anymore. The boat's going to stay out in the desert for a while just because I don't feel inclined to go recover it, especially when I don't need it. What am I? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, I may need to, let's go this way. But I'm not going to stop and get gas here. Well, maybe I, I might need some gas at Mountain Air. It's all the same difference, really. Prices aren't very good, but the prices aren't terribly good anyway. I'm confused about what we're all waiting for. In fact, this is a stop sign. It's just annoying. They're turning. There you go. Okay. So, yeah, I need to start thinking about exactly what it's going to be. And, you know, you don't want to talk about yourself too much. And you're going, well, this one you're sure talking about yourself a lot. It's like, but you don't want to. So you certainly don't want to make it about yourself. There's too many recordings in this world basically made to, what you doing? Do something. Thank you. It's okay. You don't know what you're doing. Some guy just got off of the interstate. You don't have a clue. It's all right. Anyway, so, I don't have about driving. Yuck. That's a bunch of boring stuff. I'm fine with the places where we go and the things that we talk. I think I'm just going to let this one go as garbage recording, but it's got some good things for the personal side. And I guess we'll keep calling it Cohen Monk Mormon because that's what we've been calling it. And you can go, well, where's the monk thing come out? And you go, to be honest, the monk thing is kind of dying. For just, I live and work someplace else, and I'm kind of a lone wolf. So, might change it to Cohen Lone Wolf. Cohen Lone Wolf Mormon. Because I am off the beaten path, let me tell you. See, and Monk never really had anything to really say about that that state. The way that was, Monk didn't say a darn thing about it. It, you know, it's like, what are you scribbling in manuscripts? Are you a copyist? Hades, are you? Let me let this go. So, it is a big question. I seem to recall listening to maybe a video or two about things being lone wolf. Or whether you're just a loner. And it's like, no, I'm not a loner. I'm married. Smotheringly devoted to my wife, but she seems to be able to handle it just fine, which is fantastic. I share stuff with her until she just tells me, you know, I need to get some sleep, or we really need to get up, or we need to, you know, we need to do something else. And it's like, oh, okay. I'll certainly, it's a good word for it. I'll certainly talk your ear off if you let me. Well, regardless, here we go. Hey, I'm not getting followed. Thank you. I am a lone wolf. I like being kind of off on my own. I don't think I'm antisocial. I'm asocial. I don't need it. Anyway, so maybe that's something to think. What on earth would I Cohen Lone Wolf Mormon? I can certainly change the name now. I don't think anybody's really listening to it. I certainly haven't advertised it particularly. So it's an interesting idea. It might go better when I would say Cohen Monk Mormon. It took me a while just to not just hang on it and say, what's the name? Cohen Lone Wolf Mormon might work really well. KLWM? Maybe it should be. Is that a Latter-day Saint? What about Lone Wolf Saint? There used to be a Lone Wolf Scout, which is what you would do if you didn't want to have to be a part of a pack. You get somebody to be your kind of pack, your lone wolf leader, and then they would do that. So maybe I'm a lone wolf saint. KLWS. This is KLWS. Cohen Lone Wolf Saint. That would be interesting. Maybe we'll go that way. Certainly still do the stuff at the end. It indicates that I'll be out on my own, out doing my own thing. Although I find it interesting when talks that are done in general conference coincide quite highly with the things that I talk about. Sometimes beforehand. And how interesting that all ends up being. So that's a heck of a when it happens, it's really cool to see. Okay, so this one's going to end up being a personal one. And hopefully the next one we'll have, we'll go ahead and go off in another direction. So let's stop the recording here, and we'll pick it up again with an actual episode. Talk to you later. Bye.